Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are on Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. This Daf contains a sum total of six Psukim, and we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk which appears on Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, which is from Vayikra Chof Gimel Tesvav. Most of the Psukim are along this general theme, and that is the notion of the Shtei Alechem and the Korban Omer, the connection between them, and how that relates to Machshirei Mitzvah. So here we go. The Pasuk reads, a very famous pasuk we know of by heart. Sartem lachem mocharas haShabbos. You'll count for yourself the day following the Sabbath. Yom aviyachem es omer tenufa sheva Shabbosos timimos tiyanu. You're going to count from the day that the omer is bought, the day afterwards. You're going to count seven Sabbaths or complete weeks from then. The Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, going on to Omer Beis, is talking about the general sugya of machshirei mila or machshirei mitzvah. And when can a machshir mitzvah, which is not the mitzvah itself, but something which prepares one for the mitzvah, when is that Doicha Shabbos? And the Gemara's conclusion, learning this out from the Shtei Alechem, from the Omer, is that maybe this could be learned out of Gzeirah Shavah, and perhaps therefore it is not a general rule. Now, what is interesting is a very famous and very important fact about this pasuk is that there's a very strange word in this pasuk, and that is the word Shabbos. Shabbos, generally speaking, when it is used in the Torah, refers to the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. However, as Rashi famously points out on the Torah, quoting the Gemara Menachos Daf Samech Hei, that ultimately this is not to be taken literally, and it means to say, Mimacharas HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. And that would actually change the count, because according to those who read the Torah literally, the Tzedokim, the Sadducees, they read that the Omer counting always begins on a Sunday, because it is the day after the Sabbath. However, we understand that the tradition, the oral tradition of the Torah, is part and parcel of the way the Torah is to be understood and read, know that it does not refer to, in fact, Sabbath per se, but rather Yom Tov, the actual festival of Pesach. And the Gemara goes on to prove that in Menachos. And the question which is really at hand is that, why does the Torah act so ambiguously? Why does the Torah set out a mitzvah and put in the pasuk a word which is going to give space for ambiguity, give space for misinterpretation over the ages? Why couldn't the Torah be a little more precise? So I'd like to just send us in the direction of a very fascinating pasuk, which I once heard Rav Forman point out, and I think is extremely relevant to understanding how this works. You see, a lot of time people spend a lot of time learning Torah, but they spend a little less time learning Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and one should understand that Nevi'im and Ksuvim oftentimes are a pirush on the Torah. Here's an example. Perek Hay in Sefer Yehoshua, the nation of Israel just, at this point in time now, entering the land of Israel, just crossed the Jordan River, we're about to take Jericho, and we read about this moment where we are told these two fascinating psukim. Here's how they go. It's the eight from the produce of the land. On the next day after the Passover offering, they ate these unleavened bread, parched grain on that day. And the manna finished. Their supply of manna was concluded. From the day after that they started eating the produce of the land, and they no longer had supplies of manna, and that's when they started eating from the land of Canaan. So you see something interesting over here, and that is that when they left the desert, they were still receiving manna, they were still supplied, they still miraculously had supplies of manna. When did it stop? It stopped, it sounds like, just as they are now starting to eat from the land itself. So there was lechem min ashamayim up till now, and now there's lechem min haaretz, which is as they start producing from the land. The critical word that's important to realize over here in this pasuk is the verb, which is vayishpois. That means to say that the manna ceased, from the word shavas, which means to rest, which may give us a new interpretation or new understanding what the Torah was truly saying. When the Torah says Mimocharas HaShabbos, for the day of the Sabbath, it doesn't mean to say Sabbath as in the seventh day of the week, but rather it's referring to a discrete historical event, which was the day after when the manna dried up, which was on Pesach. That became the marker from when the Omer sacrifice would first be brought in Eretz Yisrael Me'avur Ha'aretz. And therefore it is very clear, unambiguous, to understand that that is what's being referred to it. The only place for ambiguity is if you don't know how to learn Nach. Then, therefore, if you make the mistake of not understanding where it starts from, then unfortunately, you can make the mistake of reading things out of context. But the Torah seems to be actually very clear. He has an example, just putting a pasuk back in context and understanding its functionality. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.